The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. I hope you are having a great week. Well, you are here with Healthy Lifestyle, and our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. And yes, you can do that. Someone asked me, is that really true? Yeah, it is actually true. Today, we're excited that we have our good friend, Cheryl Olesak. I'm not used to calling you by your last name, so I mangle it. From Arya Yoga, which I want to talk about your name, your yoga name. It's really wonderful. So I just want to share a little bit about you. Cheryl, after recognizing unhealthy relationships with eating and exercise in her early 20s, she decided to take control of her mind and body. She took a step back, changed her diet, mindset, you know how I feel about that, and turned to yoga. Through her yoga practice, Cheryl was able to challenge her mind while relaxing it at the same time, and she started to discover new feelings of strength, ease, accomplishment, open-heartedness, harmony, and balance. And I love that. That's beautiful. So Cheryl is an experienced registered yoga teacher 500, which I want you to explain in a minute, with disciplines in vinyasa, hot vinyasa, booty, I like that one, partner, and kids yoga. She's also a Reiki master, a Thai massage therapist, a piano instructor, former online coach for Fort Fit, and former Zumba instructor. So in addition to that, because that wasn't enough, you sound like you have similar creds to me. In addition to that, you are an HR director for a company on Long Island, which was a total disconnect for me when I first heard that. But welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, Lorianne.
Oh my gosh.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad you are here. So, oh my gosh, that you are an HR director. I love the fact that you're so well-rounded, you have so many things that you're interested in, and you do really, really well. So it's exciting to have you here. So explain to us what an experienced registered yoga teacher 500 means.
I did training in 200 hour, which took me probably a year to do so, many years ago. And then I did a 300 hour teaching training that took me a year or so. And then you just add the two together. So that's the 500 hour. Okay. But the experience is just teaching over 2,000 hours. And I accomplished that a few years ago as well. And it's just teaching in classes, studios, anywhere that you can, and just doing that, and it just continued on. So whether it's experience or not, it's just something how I feel.
I love that. And your yoga, it's a studio?
It's not a studio.
It's your company, your company
just,
name?
It's not even a company. It's just I named it. That's who I am, who the yoga practice is.
I love the fact that you're a piano teacher and you named it Arya.
Yes.
So both of my parents were musicians.
Ah.
So when I saw that, I was wondering if it was music related. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Arya is I play the piano. So Arya is just my favorite piece of music, of combining and finding a balance between the harmony and melody. And I try to do that, finding balance within yourself of your breath, your movement, and spiritually, if you want to take it there as well, just finding an overall balance with everything in you.
I got that. So how did you get started in yoga? I mean, you're an HR director.
Yes.
And you didn't even start as an HR director, right?
No.
You started in accounting.
Yes.
Go figure.
I wanted to be an accountant in high school, and that changed after I was in the accounting society in a CUNY school in the city. And then I said in senior year, this is not for me. My whole staff, we decided this isn't for us. So we changed to HR. It was the thought of I'm a people person is true, but you can't say that when you go on interviews and stuff. It was so cliche, but that's me and that's what I like to do. So that's how I turned into HR. I continued on and worked my way up, and I love dealing with employees and people, and gave it a twist of making sure I'm there for the employees and the company itself.
And what came first, HR or yoga?
So HR came first. I would say both. Well, actually, yoga came first. I started yoga in high school. I took a class or two. Mm-hmm. that's it. You're in high school. You take a class. I didn't think anything of it. And then went into college. I don't think I did any yoga at that point, but that's when the career of HR started. And then back into my 20s, I started with yoga once again. But the way yoga started, it's a whole life history of, should I get into that?
Sure.
All right. So growing up, I was always taught you had to be, you know, important what you looked like, what you ate. I always ate healthy food from my mom. You couldn't eat this or this. So my diet was an issue. I always had to look good for someone else. Had to feel good. Not necessarily feel good, but you had to
appear as though you felt.
Appearance,
yes,
right. Sure, and your appearance was important. I was in a beauty pageant in high school. I did some modeling because my mother made me do it.
Got it.
It was fun at that point.
And for our listeners, if you go onto Facebook, you'll see Cheryl is gorgeous. She's absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
So, you know, there wasn't a lot of work behind this. So it's true. It's true. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
So I understand that push. And that
right.
was something for people our age that happened. Our parents would do things like
right.
that. That was normal back then. Not so much okay
right.
now.
Exactly.
Because we've learned.
We've
evolved as humans.
Right.
So.
And I did it in a healthy way back then, but then that healthy way turned into a not so healthy way. So I was always at the gym 3 hours a day, always at one point. I came down to 2% body fat. I wasn't underweight, but I wasn't healthy. And it was good because that's what was good. And that I got the approval of that would be okay. Then once I hit high school, college years, after college, had an eating disorder and then shifted my whole train of thought. At one point, yoga taught me to love yourself and I was always a happy child, but I never had positivity around things. The gym was my escape to find that place.
Sure.
And I was a self-motivator, I think. But then turning to yoga, I think the breaking point was I can find goodness in yoga and take care of myself and feel good about myself and let the gym go. I mean, I joined a gym that was 24/7. I was there at midnight because I thought I had to be. But when you have that mind shift of you're good, you can just bring yourself into that yoga practice. And then I learned a lot from that.
So in yoga, you get aligned internally.
Yes.
And that's an important thing to look within yourself. And so do you think that process, that mindset process, was what allowed you to release some of those bad habits?
It did. And when I first started yoga, it was like, oh, I can work out, I can sweat, I don't need the gym. But there's more to it.
Oh.
It's not just a workout. It's listening. And when I took, would hear what the instructor would say of just acceptance, forgiveness, and those two words are important to me because once I found that, I let go of those who didn't give me positivity.
Yes.
And sometimes when it's people that you can't get rid of in your life, or I don't know, it's a better way to say that, but you can't disown from your life or separate. You can separate it, but know that you're this person and they are who they are.
Yeah, well, and that's a mindset thing,
mm-hmm.
too. There's a difference. Sometimes we're also connected because we're taught to be connected,
right.
and we're taught to do things for other people. We're
right.
not taught to do things necessarily just for ourselves because we're told that that's selfish, that's bad.
Right.
And that's not really the truth in any way, shape, or form,
mm-hmm.
that if we're happy and find joy, that emanates out and then
right.
people around us are happy and find joy. And so surrounding yourself with positivity is really important.
Right.
And that's something I always find with people who are involved in yoga, very positive mindset, because
mm-hmm.
you're really taught to look within and find the goodness within and be gentle with yourself. Gosh,
right.
if we're not nice to ourselves, who's going to be?
Exactly.
So we have to have those inner monologues and we have to get rid of those old tapes.
Right.
In this generation, I guess the old CDs.
Still CDs, right?
But that old, that those voices in your head that aren't saying good things about you, you need to dismiss them. And when
right.
you're doing yoga and when you're meditating, you're taught, mm-hmm. we're taught to dismiss those thoughts. And it's like, we'll talk about that later.
Right.
And you dismiss it. And doing that, you feel this calm that you just want to get to.
Right.
As much as possible.
Right.
And that calm becomes more comfortable. At the beginning, it's kind of weird.
Right.
It's kind of an imbalance. You're not sure what to do with it.
Right.
Then as you get used to it, that becomes the norm.
Right. And am I supposed to feel that way? Yeah. Is that right? Is that wrong? I mean, you're always taught right from wrong, but not good, you know, and
right.
that's, you have to find what's good for you.
What's good for you.
In that moment. So that's very important.
Yeah. And we do have people in our lives that we don't have control. They need to be
right.
in our lives. They're part of our lives, good, bad, or ugly. And we just need to know how to make sure that we insulate and protect ourselves.
Right.
While accepting who they are.
Yep.
Unjudgmentally.
Mm-hmm.
And accepting who they are and knowing that what they're thinking is none of our business.
Right.
It's none of our business what they think about us. It only matters what we're thinking.
Right.
So if we have that, and that was something that was told to me not too many years ago, it's none of my business what anybody else thinks. That's so much nicer than, yeah, I don't care what they think. Because that's not what people mean when they say, I don't care what
right.
they think. They really mean that. It's none of my business.
Right.
What somebody else is thinking. It's what I'm thinking that matters. That's
right.
where I'm connecting with my mm-hmm. inner soul, my inner child, my source.
Right.
That's all those connections. And it seems like that's what you found in doing this.
I did. And in dealing with whomever the people were from my past, and they're still in some of them are still in my life, I forgive you for what you did and
sure.
how you presented it and what you gave me. That wasn't good.
Yeah.
That was negative. I got a lot of positive in my past, but not from other people. But I forgive you and I accept who you are.
Yeah.
And that's just important to deal with that. I know it's not me. This is who I am. And, you know, I remember somebody told me I'm such an angry, full of hate person.
Told you that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
I can't even imagine
that. And it's when I
that.
Told a friend that, and it's somebody close to me, I know that that person is not okay or has to deal with their own issues.
Yeah.
And I don't take it, you know. I mean, I can either let everything build up inside or just let it go.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's important.
That's something I discuss in my book, and that's a them issue, not a you issue.
Right.
And when we are able to separate those two things and be not codependent.
Right.
It's really, really important. But those good feelings, you know, it's real healing that's going on. Your forgiving
right.
them is real healing. And there's something good about contrast. We're going to have contrast in our life.
Right.
Some people call that negativity. I call it contrast.
Right.
That contrast is important for us to learn what we don't want and what we won't accept. And
right.
to really get focused on what we do want in our life, what brings us joy, what we do accept,
mm-hmm.
what is acceptable. And so I look at that relationship for you as that was contrast. You
right.
learned from the contrast. You learned what you wanted to be. And
right.
you are who you are as a result. So that's where the forgiveness comes in too.
Exactly.
Is like, although I don't really want to interact with you anymore, I definitely forgive you. And I appreciate what you taught me.
Right.
And I think those are important lessons, don't you?
Yeah. And I love that word contrast. I'm going to use that from
yeah,
now on instead of negativity.
Yes,
but and that's true. We all need a little bit of everything in our life.
Yeah.
We can't get rid of, you know, all the things that aren't good. Those are challenges. Those are
yeah.
obstacles. And that's what gets us to where we are here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still challenges going on now, but we make do and we do our best to stay in the moment, here and now, and just be present.
That's
what yeah. we have to do.
We were just talking about that, being present. It's not
yeah.
easy to do, and you have to really focus on it.
Yeah.
And I say it on the show a lot of times, is that you should have good habits. You should change
right.
your habits. Habits can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 21 days to build a habit and 90 days to build a lifestyle.
Right.
So you can change if you want to, if you see it. And I find it interesting because you had a similar process to an extent that I did, is as you went through life, you just got these little indicators. And then
right.
finally, one day, those indicators started to come together. It's like, mm-hmm. I remember when I had that thought. I remember when I noticed something. I remember
right.
these. And suddenly they come together and you're really a different person as a result of recognizing
right.
what the universe is putting right in front of us.
And it takes time.
Yes.
It's not just a shift that happens overnight.
No.
But you have to realize what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah.
And I don't want that from the past. I don't want that from the past. But this is what we are doing now.
But I am so appreciative of those
right.
opportunities of contrast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so appreciative of it because I am who I am today as a result
right. exactly.
of my past. So I wouldn't, somebody says, well, if you could change anything in the past, what would it be? And I would be like, well, no, I don't want to change anything in my past
yeah.
because I am who I am today. Did I want some of the experiences? No, I probably wouldn't have wanted, but I wouldn't
right.
be who I am today had I not had that experience. And now I'm able to take those tools and help other people,
right,
perhaps jump that hurdle without experiencing as much pain, mm-hmm, as I did.
Right.
And I think that's one of the forces we're here to do, is to, yes, help people with that, especially when you're in HR and yoga. And so what does yoga do for you?
For me, one of the things it does, like I said, brings in acceptance and forgiveness. So that helps me. But it also, it just brings in sharing with other people what I know and what I have learned, I guess you could say. I'm not here, I don't like to say I'm teaching you. I mean, I'm guiding you through a practice, and it's what you get out of it. When I do my own practice, I'm in my own world, I'm in my, yeah, own zone, and it's just focusing on my breath, because life is, nobody's perfect, and life isn't perfect. So yeah, for my own practice, I have to let everything else go that's around and just be on the mat in that moment, because my mind is all over the place. I need to focus. And when I do, it's when you find that clarity of just breathing and staying there. So yeah, that's what my practice does. But then when I'm teaching it, it's giving my knowledge and my movement and my words, and it's whatever you get out of it. And if, when I see at the end of that, someone smiles and says, oh my gosh, you did this for me, you made me feel this way, or you're crying, I'm like, I don't want to make you cry, but what they're feeling is their feeling. Yeah. And that's what they, you know, when I hear someone say a word or two in my practice, you know, tears of joy or tears of relief. And that's like, you just feel so open, yeah, now, and you're just letting go. So it could be one word I say or one movement. I just want you to feel good. I want you to find what makes you feel good in your practice, yeah, to take that out into the world.
Well said. Well, really well, yeah, said. It's true. When I'm doing my Kundalini, I'm really in my moment, and it's entirely different, mm-hmm, when I'm teaching, because now it's their moment.
Right.
And it's to be able to disseminate that information and help people learn from that and learn about themselves.
Right.
And just learn to accept you as you are, because we come with everything, right, factory installed. Everything, right, we need for our whole lifetime, we come factory, right, installed. And you said something interesting. You said the word perfect. Just imagine how boring the world would be if,
right,
it was perfect. What would we learn? And we're here to learn and to serve one another. So,
right,
what would we learn if the world was perfect? So it's not.
Exactly.
We're not.
Right.
But we learn to accept that. And, mm-hmm, as long as we're growing, we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do.
Exactly. And you, right, have to grow. And I mean, learning is growth. And that's what you have to do every day.
Yeah.
And every day, it just, you evolve into something different. I mean, and it's, it doesn't have to be a big shift of being different. It's just you're molding into, I don't know, your own potential. You know, you really should, you know, you go deep down, and some people don't want to go deep down and to be like, oh, this is what I'm feeling or doing, but you do it, you,
yeah,
know, and it's when you do it, it's like, ah, oh, it's that way of just releasing and just letting go of what you're holding on to. It is.
It's really joyous. And it does. Sometimes it brings tears of joy.
Right.
And sometimes it gives tears of relief.
Right.
And the energy, just, you could just feel it. And that's why you'll see people like floating out of yoga classes. That's how I always depict it, is I watch people coming out of classes, and they almost are floating, and there's this like, this harmony and this kindness, and it's just pure love in,
yeah,
the room. And that's what we're supposed to be here for.
Yeah.
Pure love for joy. Find those people. And when we come back, I want to talk about being in alignment with other people and allowing people to drop off like you did. I'll have to share a story that, a dear friend of mine shared with me, crabs in a bucket, really quick. Are you familiar
no,
with crabs
no,
in
no.
a bucket? Oh, crabs in a bucket. So you ever notice crabs in a bucket, you never have to cover them because they just stay in the bottom and they kind of climb on top of each other.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you have this one aggressive little crab who's like, I'm climbing out, and climbs on top of everybody and reaching for the top of the bucket and is about to grab onto the top of the bucket to pull themselves out. And another crab below them just grabs its other leg and pulls them down. Crabs, I know, it's so sad. It's a good visual though. So the crabs in the bucket, what that philosophy is there will always be people who don't want to see you succeed,
right,
or to move on to that next plateau. And it doesn't mean you're better or we're better or less than anybody else. It's, mm-hmm, just we're at a different plateau. And we have an option when we go there. You'll see people from this level, the crabs in the bucket, they kind of fly away. They kind of dissolve into the past,
right,
and they don't stay around. And there's a reason, because you're not in alignment with each other anymore.
Right.
So if you were in alignment, you could reach down and help them up. But if you got to be careful when you reach down, you don't want to slide back down.
Right.
So there's the teeter, and that becomes you have to really be enjoy the people you're surrounded with. And once you are surrounded with the people at that next plateau, those people aren't desirable in your life anymore, like the person that you were mentioning.
Right.
Although they're in your life in a different capacity.
Yes.
And they don't affect your being on a daily basis. They don't affect you the same way they used to.
Right.
Crabs in a bucket, you're on a different plateau. Yeah. So, and then we always are constantly reaching up to just be better and better and better. And so, and you'll just see people just come into your life. They wave in and they wave out, almost like an ocean.
Yeah.
They'll wave in and you'll have all these new people who have similar, and you'll see, you'll start attracting people with the same thoughts and similar concepts and feelings in life. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
Yeah.
And then you just feel great, you know.
It really is. You are listening to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. We are here with Cheryl from AriaYoga.com. And we're going to take a little break, but we will be right back. Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And of course, follow us on social media. If you are right now, I'm waving. At Healthy Lifestyle with LA. We love hearing from you. We're live streaming on Facebook. So come see us. Come visit us. Watch our shows. We have great guests, and they're all actually very beautiful people inside and out, and I love it. So we're here with Cheryl from AriaYoga.com and having a great conversation about how doing things like yoga in your life and balancing and just really respecting yourself and being kind to yourself is so, so important. I love having these kind of conversations because this is something that has really resonated with me over the last few years and trying to spread that information out there. So when I met you and I was just like, oh, you're just a bundle of energy and positivity.
Yes.
I loved it so much. So what type of yoga do you teach?
I teach hot vinyasa, regular vinyasa, a little bit of everything, partner yoga, kids yoga, senior yoga, chair yoga, anything that I can do to help others, basically. It's just something that the important thing that I've heard, a lot of people don't like to teach beginners, I will say, because a lot of instructors want to teach advanced students. And to me, everybody wants to teach what they like, and that's great.
Sure.
I like to teach all levels because, you know, someone from a beginner, because that advances them to...
You watch the growth.
Right. Watch them grow.
Yeah.
Exactly. And yes, it takes more time and more attention and patience. I'm not saying that other instructors don't have that, but it depends what you like to do.
Yeah.
What's your niche of, you know, direction of what you want to go in teaching. To me, I'm like, give it to me all. I like all teaching, all levels, all, you know, types of people. And as long
and
as
you're
willing,
going on the journey with them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you like to learn, it's funny when people say, I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible. That's what everybody always says.
Yes.
But that's why you do it. And not so much for the flexibility, but it's for your mind too. You know, it's for your well-being mentally, since there's so much going on.
And making a commitment to yourself and doing that. And it's not easy. It takes a lot of strength to do it, and you build up the strength. And I remember the first time I went to do yoga. Oh my gosh, I was just dripping wet within like 5 minutes.
Right.
It was just like running, pouring off of me to hold the positions and then thinking about what I was supposed to be thinking about. But what it did do is it shut everything else down.
Right.
I was in the presence. And it's a similar thing that Kundalini, which is more of a meditative. It's not as yoga as yoga is. It's not that physical movement. There is physical movement. Thankfully, I talk with my hands, so it works really well.
I know.
Kundalini.
I'm like, all right, maybe move my hand.
Yeah. It's okay. Facebook people are used to me like yakking with my hands. But yeah, the strength that you build mm-hmm. and the form that you put your body in, and it's really non-competitive in any way, shape, or form,
right.
but with yourself. And that's where the connection with yourself is. There's no competition with yourself. It's
right.
just trying to push yourself a little further and a little further and challenging yourself a little further. And while you're doing that, connecting with your inner being and your source.
Right. And also what's important is not forcing yourself. A lot of people do a pose and they push themselves because the person next to them is doing it. Everyone is in their own body. You know, you have to do what works for you. You yeah. don't want to hurt yourself. And I like to give, if it's an all levels class, which nowadays, basically that's what we have, modifications and variations.
Sure.
To guide you and help you. If you're advanced, you know where to take it. If you're not, just be on your mat. Don't worry about it. Be in the moment and just do it. This is your practice.
I usually say to my clients that I'm mentoring is keep your eyes on your own paper. It doesn't
yes.
matter what your neighbors are doing. It doesn't matter what you see down the road or on the internet. Just keep your eyes on your own paper, because what you're doing mm-hmm. is brilliant and you're meant to do that, and there's
right.
plenty of room for everybody. And when you're doing yoga, you need to really be focused on who you are. That's one of the points, right?
Right. And don't stress. It's only yoga. It's only a yoga pose. And I say, while I make them hold plank, smile. What's coming to your mind while you're holding plank? You can hold plank with your knees down too, but why stress over this pose? It will be over soon. You know, not worrying about, just like anything off the mat, it's only temporary, you know. It's,
and celebrate however long you
right.
were able to hold the pose. That's such a great celebration.
And I say with kindness and I smile. I'm like, just hold plank and smile. That's it. It makes it easier in a way, I guess. Not really, but it makes you think it's easier. You know?
it does. It definitely makes it seem a lot more excitable, right? And joyous. And that's what it should be. Can you mention a moment in teaching that just stands out to you?
Yes.
Total setup on that one.
Yeah. So I used to teach at a daycare for seniors. It was 45-minute class to an hour. And that was their escape during the day, was to take a class. And a lot of them had broken a hip, or they were all seated, and just seeing the smile on their face, because a lot of them didn't have much movement. But I would go in there with my tie-dye, my pink hair, and just make them smile. And that would be what touched me. You know, I would then shake hands with everyone at the end and just touch them in a way, in their heart, you know, and in my heart, it would be more or less that.
Yeah.
But that's, I would see their faces and they would just light up with joy. And a lot of them didn't communicate that much. So it was, I could see it in their expression.
Yeah. And you can communicate that
yes.
way. Nonverbal communication is, I think, far more impactful than a verbal communication.
Yeah.
And something like that, doesn't that make you just soar? Doesn't your heart just like leap out of your body when you are able to connect with someone on that level?
Yes, and I wish I can cure whatever they're going through, but you can't. So you give them what you can give them and they take what they can, even if it's just seeing me and smiling and they lift one arm or they just lift a leg, you know, something to that extent of smile. And then I would make them laugh, you know, as long as they can do something that would make me happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And make them happy
right.
and just bring joy to their day. And we're here to serve one another. So when you're
yes.
doing something like that, that really, really is so impactful and so important. And more of us should be doing what you're doing, amongst all the
Thank
other
you.
Things that you do. So what inspires you? What motivates you to share what you know regarding positivity, wellness, yoga, piano? The list goes on.
Yeah, I know. I would say, basically, I know how it makes me feel. I know how playing the piano makes me feel, how doing yoga makes me feel. It makes me feel great. It makes me feel, in so many ways, just alive. And that's what I want to share with others. And what inspires me too, to add that in there, is when I travel and explore the world, can't right now, but I mean, you can still do that in different ways.
Yeah.
I'm hiking at a new place. Nature lately has been and has always been just an inspiration of
yes.
life. You step outside, it's life. you know, and that's what you need to bring for yourself.
And that's one thing, and I love that you said that. That's one thing I noticed too when we were locked down here in New York, and I looked outside and it just seemed like there were more birds. And it's,
right.
I saw more animals and I saw more critters in my backyard. And suddenly, you know, not that they weren't always there, but it just seemed like there was so much more abundance and the
right.
plants were flourishing even more. And mm-hmm. it just seemed like the earth was repairing itself while we were
right.
in a holding pattern. And it, I just paused and mm-hmm. thought, wow, in 3 months, the difference outside was magnificent.
Right.
And I also noticed something that I pointed out to a friend of mine, and I went, did you notice this year that we didn't have inchworms?
Huh.
And I don't know why, but we didn't. We didn't have that part where we had all the inchworms
yeah,
dropping
oh, that's
down.
Right.
And I was just like, well, why did that, why was that so different? Why did that change? And my trees seem taller and the leaves seem bigger, or I'm being more aware.
Right.
Which is it?
And
I'm not sure. And
right.
I'm pretty aware and very in touch with nature, but it just seems different. Mm-hmm. It seems like the world is healthier, meaning the earth.
Right.
Not necessarily us as humans. We're trying, but we're also in a transitional standpoint where we're all elevating, or
right.
the people who are paying attention are elevating.
Oh, yeah.
Because the universe definitely handed us a huge notice of how we're
right.
all alike.
Right.
And I know I've said it on the radio before, but look at how everybody was equally impacted
right.
across the world.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And to even add to that, by us changing a couple of things, I think we had to slow down.
Yes.
Because being
yes.
so busy, maybe we weren't aware of the sound of the bird or the different types of bird that I see in my yard now. And the fox, the random fox that comes
yes,
in. So
right?
little things. I'm like, wow. You know, you're now aware of this because you have not so much, oh, I have all this free time, but I think it just opens up your senses of the awareness of what we do have around, what we
yes.
take sometimes maybe for granted, the natural stuff that's out there of that is for us.
Yeah, without a doubt. More bluebirds, more
right.
more red robins around me and
right.
owls.
It
was,
I know.
It was like, so I was like, oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What are you doing in my property? You know?
I know.
So it's really, it's exciting. And
it
I love watching that. It's an awakening.
Right.
It's an awakening. And if you're catching on and you're rolling with us, you're going to be part
right.
of this awakening. And that shift, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a big proponent, which you must be too, based on your background, big proponent of change. Change is a good thing and not to be
right.
feared. It's uncomfortable, but it's okay to be uncomfortable. Matter of fact,
right.
I push people gently to be uncomfortable because
yep.
if you're sitting there in a comfy couch, you're not being the best you could be.
Exactly.
But if you're growing and learning and a little uncomfortable, then you're going to grow into the person you're meant to be.
Right.
You're going to do that anyway. It's just, do you want to do it easily or difficult?
Right.
You know, is it going to be a difficult transition or is it going to be an easy transition? So
right.
I like that easier, gentler transition. So
yep.
I try to listen to the messages. Do you find yourself
yeah, and accepting
doing the same thing?
That transition.
Yeah.
Accepting what's the next step.
Yeah.
And just welcoming it the best that you can. I don't say with open arms, but open-mindedness and just being able to see what comes next without stressing.
Now, you formed Strength and Serenity. What is it exactly and how did it come about?
Yeah. So my friend who teaches Pilates in the city.
Okay.
I know the city itself is challenging right now as well.
Yeah.
I've known her for a good 18, 20 years. So a couple of years ago, we said, why don't we do this together? So we all of a sudden, she's Strength, I'm Serenity. It took time to formulate this, but we've been doing retreats together for 4 years now.
Nice.
And it's bringing maybe city people, Long Island people together, but not, or Pilates students and yoga students together, because we have students who say, I've never taken Pilates, I've never taken yoga. But you need the two and work together because you're strengthening, but you're also working with your mind and body on the other end of things.
Yeah.
We teach similarly of, I don't know, just that connection that we have and what we love to do. We're passionate about what we do.
Yeah.
So we've just come together. We do classes that we just stumbled upon. strength and serenity classes where we tag team each other. We don't know what's coming up next. We just kind of say, go, your turn. And it just goes with the flow.
It shifts.
But we had a retreat last week where we brought some people together, and it was just really a great connection of people. We've had to adjust some things. We do everything accordingly to these new rules and regulations.
Sure.
But we were in Puerto Rico in March. We came home March 15th, just when the start of all this happened. But we were there and we heard there's no toilet paper, there's no food. But we stayed connected in Puerto Rico. We were in Rincon and things were just starting to shut down there. But I said, either we're going to stress over what's there in New York, or we stay present where we are now. And it was really a great way of having the start of that being together, of being positive, and then having that shift once we came back. But
sure,
we've come together to do that, and we feel that we're strong about how we present that to others. And we just want them to feel good. We want you to take yourself out of your daily routine to bring yourself into something that might give you a shift, as that word shift again,
yeah,
of finding something that works for you, that's healthy.
How do you stay so positive? It's gorgeous. I love it. It's intoxicating, and you can't help but be positive and smile. And that aura of yours is just—you could feel your energy. You're definitely a light leader, without a doubt.
Well, thank you.
So, how do you stay so positive?
I stay, and I keep saying this more lately, of just here and now, of being in this moment.
Present.
Because
yep,
if I think back to years past and stress over that and stress about what's happening now, what am I going to do in the future? You can't do that. You have to. It's everything intertwined of stepping outside and seeing life. It's seeing smiles on other people's faces. It's seeing these little things here and there, not little things. That's what makes me positive of, you have to. I mean, there are moments, of course, where it's like, what's really going on now? But then you have to, but you're here.
Right.
So don't worry about what's going on. Not that I'm not, I can't say I'm not worried, but it's there. Everything is there that's going on.
But you can only change what you can
only
change.
Do so much.
Yeah.
So enjoy this moment. Enjoy. You still have to enjoy your life. You
right.
can't sit home and just watch TV.
Right.
But you really have to enjoy. And I have so much energy, and I feel, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm going to just take it as is. But I have energy, and friends will be like, you know, you're always just full of energy. Even I said I'm trying to relax, but meditate will bring me down a notch, and I have to just keep doing that.
What's your why? Why do you do what you do?
All the things I do is to make a change in others and to make a change in life, just to share. I want to just help others and be here for others if needed, whether it's moral support, a shoulder to lean on, just to help and be. You know, I've learned you can't change someone's life by actually physically changing them. They have to want to make that change themselves.
Sure.
And take that first step into doing things. So whether it's jumping into a yoga class, or whether it's just listening to words of kindness or acts of kindness and doing that, I just want to share that with others.
I love it. That's beautiful. And that goes back to the two things we're here to do, learn and serve one another.
Right.
And you're doing that on a very substantial basis between being an HR director and your ariayoga.com,
yeah,
and being a massage therapist and a Reiki master. And are you a distant Reiki master as well?
Yes.
Oh,
I can do that too.
So it's neat.
And it's, I just want you, I'll give you energy from a distance, close, whatever.
I can feel. Vibrate very, very, your vibration is very elevated.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can actually feel your presence. It's so cool.
Thank you.
Does somebody get in touch with you?
They can email me at Cheryl, that's Sheryl, at ariayoga.com. And they can find me also on Facebook or Instagram at ariayogacheryl.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm just so happy you're
thank
here.
Thank you.
In the last few minutes, and thank you again for joining us here on Healthy
you.
Lifestyle.
Glad
but
to be here.
In the last few minutes, if you could tell our listeners, and you can right now,
right,
anything that you would want to tell them, what would that be?
My thing is, I used to say live life to the fullest, but I've added on to that to say be happy, be free, and be yourself. Because if you aren't those, and it's hard to be happy, how do you do that? But be yourself. Don't change for others. Change for you if you need to. But we're always changing.
Yeah.
Just to be better.
And you're the best you. You're the only person. Right. Everybody else is taken. So why wouldn't you want to be you?
Right.
So I think it's great when people are themselves. I find everybody so intriguing and interesting. And everyone has a past. But we don't want to look in the rearview mirror, right? There's nothing to come from that other than the lessons you learned, the tools you put in your toolbox. And that's what makes it you who you are today. So all of these tools that you have in your great long signature on your email as well, because we share in that kind is wonderful, because it's always you're always giving to other people, and your energy is so beautiful, and reaching is just a lovely thing. I love this retreats, the Pilates and the yoga retreats. I think that's great. Retreats are really great to just do for yourself, to get away, you know, for a weekend. You do them for weekends?
We did Hudson Valley a few weekends ago, and that was a Thursday to a Sunday. We're doing that again most likely soon in a month or two. We had Sedona planned. I've been going to Sedona for close to 20 years.
Going to the first time in March, next
You'll
March.
Love it.
I can't wait. We'll have to talk before
You'll
I
love
go.
It, yes. And we started doing retreats there 2 years ago, and we had one set for this October, but due to everything now, it's now next October for a week. So, and that's just a magical place. It's beautiful.
I might
never
be joining
been there,
you on that one. You
have
know.
To come.
Well, I really appreciate again that you were here with us today, and you're very inspiring.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
So my pleasure.
Thank you.
And continue spreading all the goodness that you spread. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful, and a beautiful smile, and everything that you do is really
Thank
appreciated
you.
And important. So if you all want to reach out to Cheryl, it's Cheryl at Aria, A-R-I-A yoga.com. As always, you can get the information online. We always have that information. In the meantime, thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle. My heart is always lifted by sharing this time with you. Again, I want to thank my guest, Cheryl. I want to thank our great producer, Michael, who's just chowing down on a nice sandwich right now, and I'm loving it. And I want to remind you, we are here to serve one another. So please take a moment, step out of your day, and do a little something for someone else. I think that's really important. And remember, do something for yourself. It only takes 21 days to build a habit, 90 days to build a new lifestyle. So you can start with one little habit, and you will see such a difference and joy in your life. In the meantime, until next time, thank you for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.